This is West Virginia Public Radio. It's 7:33. Two businesses in Morgantown are accused of illegally selling a drug known as synthetic marijuana. Law enforcement leaders are working with United States Attorney William J. Ehlenfeld II to investigate, but so far no charges have been filed. Glennis Board reports.
According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse and other sources, synthetic marijuana refers to herbs and plant materials that are sprayed with chemicals designed to mimic the effects of marijuana. It's often marketed as incense and labeled not for human consumption. While not exclusively generated out of Asia, law officials indicate China may be a major source of production. Dr. Raleigh Sullivan is the director of addiction programs at West Virginia University's Health Sciences Center.
Several years ago, some eclectic chemists decided to see if they could improve on the THC molecule, tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the primary psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. That's the drug that really has all the psychoactive effects. And towards that end, they were able to do that. It's kind of marijuana on steroids.
In July of 2012, President Barack Obama signed the Synthetic Drug Abuse Prevention Act into law, which banned synthetic compounds commonly found in the drug, placing them under Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act. Schedule 1 drugs are considered to be the most dangerous of all drugs. Drugs which have no currently accepted medical uses and a high potential for abuse. Other Schedule 1 drugs include heroin, LSD, and marijuana. Since 2012 and since West Virginia passed a law banning the sale of the product around the same time, law officials say there seems to have been a decrease in the drug's prevalence. But earlier this week, a Chicago NBC affiliate reported that the O'Hare Airport sees more smuggled synthetic marijuana than cocaine or ecstasy. U.S. Attorney William Ehlenfeld confirms that the designer drug is a growing concern elsewhere in the country, which makes him uneasy about it becoming a greater concern under his jurisdiction.
It is unpredictably dangerous. The substance creates a lot of substantial health risk, including kidney failure, seizures, an excessive heart rate, and psychoses.
Ehlenfeld says he was recently informed about a case of a mentally and physically sound young man who experimented with the drug.
And then attempted to burn his hands off using his stove in his kitchen. And the pictures were also included, and it's horrifying.
Ehlenfeld says many deaths throughout the country have been tied directly to the use of synthetic cannabinoids. He explains because the drugs are sold in shops, often falsely advertising that they contain natural psychoactive materials, users get a false sense of security. Ehlenfeld says as an illegal material, production of the drug is naturally highly unregulated. He says the drug is fabricated in ways that make predicting potency all but impossible.
They spread the plant material across the floor of a garage, and they sprayed the chemical onto this plant material. There are parts of that, the plant material, parts of that garage that don't get hit very hard with this chemical spray, and others that get hit extremely hard. And so you never know until you smoke and consume this product how potent it is. And so that's what makes it very dangerous and very unpredictable.
Morgantown police report that the unpredictable drug presents challenges for medical professionals. Dr. Raleigh Sullivan, again, from West Virginia University's Health Sciences Center, says emergency room doctors have an especially difficult time.
These people will show up acutely psychotic, and we don't really have any easy tests, standardized tests that we can do either in the clinic or in the emergency room that can quickly identify that as the primary or single problem.
Meanwhile, the Morgantown businesses known as Midnight Adult and the Exhale Hookah Lounge are accused of selling significant amounts of the synthetic cannabinoids commonly packaged and labeled as spice, herbal incense, or K2. Law officials suspect that in just under 2 years, the businesses collectively generated over $4 million in sales. Officials say undercover controlled purchases were made from both businesses, and then the substances were submitted to the Drug Enforcement Agency's Mid-Atlantic Laboratory for analysis. Ehlenfeld says his team is waiting for more lab results before they proceed with any criminal charges, and the investigation is ongoing. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glennis Board in Morgantown.
This is West Virginia Public Radio. It's 7:38. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the 50s and 60s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, chance of showers, highs in the 50s and 60s. And for Sunday, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 60s and 70s.
You're listening to West Virginia Morning. Here, America's place in global news and safety's not always the biggest concern on Russian roads on PRI's The World this evening at 7. Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by the Affiliated Construction Trades, committed to drug and alcohol-free workplaces in West Virginia for more than 20 years. Details at actwv.org.
Each year, the Huntington Scottish Rite of Freemasonry Foundation raises money for the Speech and Hearing Center at Marshall University. Clark Davis has the story on the relationship and the center's importance.
Dillard Price says communication with his daughter, Krista, improved after therapy at the Marshall University Speech and Hearing Center. The center focuses on working with children and adults in the area to help improve their speech and also works with children who have encountered hearing issues.
When Krista was 2, we noticed that her communication is not what we wanted it to be, and we just had a lot of trouble with her saying words and repeating words, very limited vocabulary.
Price says Krista's vocabulary has improved, but it wouldn't have happened without the help of a scholarship from the Huntington Scottish Rite of Freemasonry Foundation. The foundation has played a vital role in the ability of Krista and other children to receive financial support for the Speech and Hearing Center. Each year, the foundation provides enough money so the center can pay for one worker's salary.
The Scottish Rite program, the scholarship program, we are very thankful for, because without the program, we would not be here.
It's testimonials like that that make Pam Holland and the staff at the Speech and Hearing Center realize the importance of their work. She's the director of clinical education in the Department of Communication Disorders. It's a program that graduates speech-language pathologists.
The Speech and Hearing Center is the clinical aspect of that, and so we provide clinical education for our students. We have a dual mission of providing quality service provision for our clients as well as providing education for our students. So the Speech and Hearing Center serves those two purposes.
Holland says in 2002, the Huntington Scottish Rite reached out to help the Marshall Speech and Hearing Center. She says it was part of the group's greater mission, and the help is indescribable to the center.
It's priceless. I mean, it truly is something that we are blessed with. The Masons not only, you know, provide the financial support, but they work really hard to raise the money for that. So it's not just something that they're pulling out of a bank account. We know that they're working very hard and very diligently to raise additional funds every year.
Jim Lackey is a member of the Huntington Scottish Rite Freemasons. Lackey says working to help the center is deeper than finances.
Very important to me. I had a grandson go through the program early on in its infancy 30-some years ago, and they helped him.
And Lackey remembered that later in life when the organization had a chance to help the Speech and Hearing Center in 2002. He says his family had to pay very little for the services that they were provided, and they just want to give other families the same chance.
We tried to continue that, you know, make services available to families who are not able to afford care for their children. And to me, it's personal. I take a personal interest in it.
Dillard Price says what the Speech and Hearing Center have meant for his daughter Krista is huge.
Oh, the progress has been night and day. We are very excited over the changes she's made.
Krista wanted to make sure everyone knew she was thankful for the help as well.
Say thank you, Scottish Rite.
Thank you, Scottish Rite.
Good job.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.
Lake Street Dive performs Clear Space on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week. Lake Street Drive with Clear Space. You can hear this and more music on Mountain Stage, Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on West Virginia Public Radio. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Find great stories, photos, and videos, and you can subscribe to our West Virginia Morning podcast. We're interested in your comments. You can send them to feedback at wvpublic.org. Find us on Twitter at wvpublicnews and find us on Facebook. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting's news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Cecilia Mason, Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Board, and Ashton Mara. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Ben Aduccio. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Dave Mistich.